And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome to you all. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio Ministry. My name is Susan Rosario, and the show airs every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. right here on KBRI 1240 a.m. And before I get into the message and scriptures of the day, a quick mental note for you here. Life can feel like a maze sometimes, but that doesn't mean you have to feel like a mess. Keep your mind focused by staying in touch with God. It's the only way to do it. Keep your mind focused by staying in touch with God. Calling on the Holy Spirit keeps you in touch with all things God. Calling folks on the Holy Spirit, picking up the phone, calling God, and God saying, well, send them through to my voicemail. We don't want that, right? So calling on the Holy Spirit sends your call straight through to God. Now, I know that sounds interesting, I know, but I like the thought so much, it gives me a visual of how to physically make every effort to stay connected to God every day. And I always say, by any God means necessary. So folks, calling on the Holy Spirit keeps you in touch with all things God. Again, the mental note is life can feel like a maze sometimes. That's M-A-Z-E. But that doesn't mean you have to feel like a mess. Because if you keep your mind focused on God by staying in touch with God, that's calling him up and saying, Lord, I'm with you. I'm here on my knees and I'm in prayer. Lord, here I am. Lord, what do you have for me today, God? What can you help me get over today, God? Take this, take that. In other words, calling on God, again, keeps your mind focused. And you learn to do things by any God means necessary. So, again, you can fall on your knees and pray, pick up a Bible, call on the name of Jesus, call God every minute of the day. He's always available to you. Yes, he's always available to you. You won't get, is God there today? Can I speak to Jesus? Is the Holy Spirit there? And Jesus' assistant, the angels, tell you, well, he's on another call, or call back tomorrow, or Mr. God, Mr. Jesus, Mr. Holy Spirit said, put you through to his voicemail. Now, I know that's not going to make you feel good, right? And I know I'm being comical, but that's how you call on God. God is there for you every time you need him. So as I get into the message today, you'll understand where I'm going here. You got to be able to take God's call too. So again, if you pick up the Bible or fall on your knees and pray and call on God every minute of the day, he is always available. Now, if that doesn't sound interesting enough, God is always available for you and for the entire world all at the same time. Think about that. God can answer your call of fears, hopelessness, tears of regret, pain, and suffering on multiple levels and answer the call from the entire world all at the same time. I just wanted to give you a visual on that. Yes, he, God, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, has the ability to answer little old me. Because that's how I feel when I think about the Word of God. I'm just a dot on the map, and that's it. And that should tell you some indication how powerful and big your God is. So he's bigger than your problems. He's bigger than the issues that taunt you and torture you every day. That's why you got to call on him and stay spiritually connected to him. So that visual gives me a split screen in my mind. Like I said, the visual, I see myself calling on God while on my knees in prayer. And then on the other side of the screen, I see millions of others doing the exact same thing. And God, by way of Jesus Christ, is talking and ministering to every single person. Folks, completely astonishing and invaluable when you think about it that way. Simply breathtaking to know Jesus is the liaison to God, the Father in heaven, and is never too busy to answer your call. And Romans 10:13 tells us this, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Folks, God will save you from your problems today. God will save you from your worries today. God will save your soul, heal your heart, change your mind today. Again, Romans 10:13, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." You see, whether it's reading your Bible, He'll answer your call of cries in the middle of the night. Whether it's while meditating on those good reports Paul talks about in Philippians 4:8, He will answer your call of fear and doubt. Whether it be the constant thoughts of hopelessness, those feelings of being abandoned, He will answer your call. So know that God is always willing to comfort you. He's always available for you. So when we look the other way and step out of the will of God for our life and God is calling us, He gets a voicemail. When God calls us sometimes, it goes straight to voicemail. When God knocks on our front door sometimes, no one answers. So in saying that, the title of the message today is Answer God's Call. Yes, answer God's call. As I said over the last 5 minutes, you can call on God, folks, and He will always answer. Might not be the answer you're looking for, but He'll answer. He'll give you what's right for you during whatever's happening in that moment. He will answer the call, but it may not be the answer you're looking for, but He'll answer. Yes, I call them Bible calls based on getting you to live consistently in His will for your life. So if you are just tuning in to Faith Walk Radio Ministry Show today, welcome. My name is Susan Rosario. Title of the message today is Answer God's Call. Will you answer God's call? Will you stop what you are doing and answer the calling on your life? Will you stop all the nonsense, folks, of speaking negative things over your own hopes and dreams and answer God's call for your life? Will you pay attention to the finish line set before you and answer God's call? Yes. Will you pay attention to the finish line set before you, that light at the end of the tunnel, and answer God's call? And let me stop real quick and note, as I did in last week's message, Running with Endurance. So last week's, folks, if you missed the message titled Running with Endurance, you can go to my website at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Select messages, click on Running with Endurance, and I hope the Lord will bless your heart. But yes, last week's message, Running with Endurance, setting goals for your life and then using any God means necessary to get yourself to the finish line. Because it is up to you to believe that you can actually be in the race, to finish the race, to endure the race, to win. Yes, it's up to you to believe or not. It's up to you to trust God or not. It's totally, totally 100% up to you. So again, I ask, because I've got a lot of questions today, will you pursue your journey in life by any God means necessary? Will you stop blaming your failures on everyone else but you? Make the corrections, folks, and move on towards the finish line. Stop having those faithless moments. Stop having the little give-ups. Stop doubting and having fear, wondering, Lord, Lord, where are you? Why have you forsaken me? Oh, God, where are you? Where are you? God is always here. Yes, He's a Bible verse away. He's a prayer away. He's a forgiveness away. He's a love, hope, peace, joy away. He's always there, because that's how you connect with Him in the spirit, by loving, having joy, having peace, having forgiveness, having faith. Amen. So again, folks, I ask you today, will you pursue your journey in life by any God means necessary? Will you stop blaming your failures on everyone else but you? Keep it moving. Nothing you can do about yesterday. Absolutely nothing. But there is something you can do today, and that's keep it moving. Keep running with endurance. And last week's scripture, I'll read real quick, 1 Corinthians 9:24. Do you know that those who run a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you obtain it. Right? Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? run in such a way that you may obtain it. So again, folks, I ask you, will you pursue your journey in life by any God means necessary? Will you stop blaming your failures on everyone but yourself? Keep it moving towards the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. If you are not moving towards the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, then you may be going in the opposite direction. You may be looking out of your rearview mirror. You may be looking backwards and living in your past. So as last week I were talking about running with endurance, today, again, the title of the message today is Answer God's Call. And as I said a few minutes ago, can you imagine if we fell on our knees and said, Lord Jesus, I'm here, oh God, I need you today. Please, oh God, answer this prayer for me, oh God. Please, oh God, hear my heart and answer my prayer, oh God. And you hear, beep, leave a message. Can you imagine how devastating that would be in the middle of the night when you need God and there's no one else there and you feel completely alone, completely at the end of yourself, where nowhere else to go with your thoughts but down, down, down? Can you imagine if God's assistant, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, wisdom, discernment, all these things said, he told me to put you through to his voicemail. He'll call you back when he gets a chance. He's on vacation. He'll be back in 2 weeks. Can you imagine, folks? I know that sounds kind of comical, but this is serious stuff. If we want God to work for us in our lives, then we have to work for God. We have to answer his call on our life. That's why we have to move forward towards the mark of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. And the upward call means you are not looking backwards. The upward call means you are focused and sure of who you are and the plans that God has for your life. The upward call. Yes, the upward call means you are not trying to so much be a winner, but you are trying to obtain it, achieve it, get it right, find it again, gain it for the first time. Amen. Again, the title of the message today is Answer God's Call. And folks, as you move towards the calling in your life, the call that God has for your life, the call requires you to let go and let God heal every aspect of your life, minister to your heart. Yes. That call is that God hopes you open the door when he knocks. You seek so you will find him. You open your mind so he can give you the answers. Amen. So as I continue to move on and connect last week's message with today's topic and scriptures, I pray, folks, you are being blessed by my words and the scriptures here today. Again, if you are just tuning in to Faith Walk Radio Ministry, my name is Susan Rosario. Title of the message today is Answer God's Call. And what does that God call look like? Well, I can tell you this. If you keep looking backwards, what do you find? You find yourself concerned about what took place in the past, right? And if your past was so nice to you, where does that leave you? Well, it leaves you living in the past, building a weak, insecure foundation. It leaves you living in regret, fearing the unknown, what happens in the next minute or hour or the next day. Living in the past keeps you in the past. There's no way you can move forward. And I'll tell you why. Philippians 3, 13 and 14, Paul tells us this, folks, my favorite scripture. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Wow, there it is. No more excuses. Brethren, again, folks, that's Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended one thing I do. Folks, it's only one thing you need to do. One. And here it is. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward towards those things which are ahead. I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So folks, when you answer God's call, you have made a decision by any God means necessary to reach forward towards the mark of what, Susan? The upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That's it. You are stepping into the spiritual realm of things. You are moving upward and beyond what this life on this earth has to offer you. Remember, you are in this world, but you're not of it. So when you step into the spiritual realm, answer God's call. When you answer God's call, folks, you are rising above yourself and your fears and your concerns and your worries and your issues and your problems. You are rising above because you are answering God's call. You have picked up your bed and you have walked. And I have quoted this scripture for weeks now because it went back to several messages where I was teaching on God healed a man of an infirmity for 38 years. And when he healed him, he said, pick up your bed and walk. In other words, you don't have to worry no more. I have answered your call. Daniel, I have answered your call. Michelle, I have answered your call. Lisa, I have answered your call. So now, what are you going to do for me? Well, what you can do for God is pick up your bed and walk. So the next time you feel the Spirit of God, you are answering the call, folks. The next time you let the joy of the Lord give you strength, you are answering the call. The next time your past raises its ugly head and you resist it, you are answering the call. Remember, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward towards those things which are ahead. I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Folks, I've got to pause for a few announcements today, but I have to say today, answer God's call. Because if you don't answer the call, if you don't live in the Spirit, if you don't seek after God's will for your life, you may find your prayer unanswered. You may find your life lingering, not quite complete for years and years to come. So I say to you today, answer God's call. Forgive in your heart. Love in your heart. Be free to enjoy God every single day of your life. Doesn't matter who said what, did what, why, and when, and where. The only thing that matters is that you run with endurance. You pick up your bed and walk, and you answer the calling on your life. Amen? I will be right back after these announcements.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hello, San Diego. This is Susan Rosario. I am proud to announce to the San Diego community of family, friends, and Christian brothers and sisters, the Faith Walk Foundation will be feeding the hungry. This is exciting news, folks, and exactly what the Lord has laid on our heart to do. Beginning May 2017, the Faith Walk Foundation will feed hundreds of working class families in selected locations throughout San Diego County. As you know, this takes finances as well as resources to make it happen, and I need your help. If you are interested in teaming up in donating or lending a helping hand, I want to talk to you. Contact me today at info@faithwalkradio.com. That's info@faithwalkradio.com. Come take a faith walk with me and help us feed the hungry in San Diego County. 100% of all donations will aid and support the hungry in San Diego County.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, host of the Faith Walk Show. I hope you are staying encouraged and building your faith walk with the Lord every day. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So in saying that, folks, if you have a Faith Walk inspirational story you would like to share with me so that I can share with the world right here on this show and on my website, feel free to email me at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Share your Faith Walk inspirational story today. You never know. You might be the story selected to spotlight, to encourage, and let people know that God is still working things out in the lives of people all over the world. Again, email me your Faith Walk inspirational story today at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Also, if you are in need of prayer and encouragement, also feel free to email me, write me, or give me a call. Go to my website, faithwalkradio.com. There's more information for you there. That's faithwalkradio.com. Now, back to the show. As we continue to talk about faith and building your faith foundation.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, I am back to conclude today's message and give my final thought of the day. In case you are just tuning in and you don't know, this is the Faith Walk Radio Ministry Show. My name is Susan Rosario. This show airs every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. right here on Cape Wright, 1240 a.m. Title of the message today is Answer God's Call. Yes, answer God's call. Do the Word of God every day, and it will enrich your life. Also, scripture of the day, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. I'll read it again. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward towards those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So the takeaway from the message today, folks, is this. First things first, forget. Yep. Forget. Forget about everything that is not God praiseworthy in your life. Forget about all the failures and mistakes you've made. Forget about the pain and suffering, folks, over the years. Forget about how you were mistreated and abandoned, because Paul helps us out here. He helps us out when he says, I do not count myself to have apprehended. One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward towards those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And that upward call, folks, is spiritual heavenly things. Thinking about those things that keep you righteous and in good standing with God. Amen. Also, the next thing you want to do, again, I do not count myself to have apprehended. One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward. This is the second thing, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Now, the reaching part of this scripture, I take to mean accomplishments, success, triumph. Yes, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. So, folks, here it is. Here it is. Keep reaching for heaven. Keep searching and knocking and calling on Jesus. And when you call on Jesus, be ready to answer his call. Don't just call him. Don't just fall on your knees and pray, God, help me out here. I really need you to help me out. And if you help me out, I'll go to church every Saturday. I'll go to church every Sunday. I'll stay in your good graces, God. No, be ready to answer his call. And what I mean by be ready, you have to be ready to give up all the hurt and worry. Yep. All the disappointment, all the regret, all the guilt. Yeah. You have to be ready to forget and reach towards the mark. Yes. The spot, the place where you ultimately go by any God means necessary. Amen. And the definition of mark means a line, figure, or symbol made as an indication or record of something. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So as I close today, I want you to remember to meditate on those good things that have happened in your life. You know, those warm and fuzzy feelings you get when you spend time with your spouse, family, grandkids, friends, children, associates. Yes, meditate on all the joy you experience in those happy moments in your life and begin to thank God for the opportunities you had and you see in your future. Life is not over. I don't care how young, how old. Life is not over to have joy and peace of mine every day to wake up and say, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for my grandkids. Thank you for my kids. Thank you for my spouse. Thank you for my job. I talk about this all the time, folks. We have to have a happy and grateful and joyful life with God. I do not count myself to have apprehended one thing I do. So what Paul is telling us here is, I don't care how much money I have, how many homes I have, how many cars I have. There is only one thing that counts here. And that one thing is forgetting those things which are behind you. It doesn't matter someone hurt you. It doesn't matter someone betrayed you. It doesn't matter that you were burned to the core of your spirit. It doesn't matter because it's behind you. And the reason why I say, folks, to remind yourself to have the joy and peace that you deserve in your life, because those old negative, devastating things that happened to you was only to make you stronger. Now, I know you've heard that before. Many times it sounds really pretty. But what I'm really saying today is that you had to be made. Jesus was not an exception. Jesus Christ, who bled and died on the cross for the remissions of our sin, he wasn't exempt. He had to be made. Amen. So folks, those old negative, devastating things that happened to you year after year after year, let it go. It was only to make you stronger. Again, you had to be made. So now is the time to see what you're made of. Are you strong? Are you made of steel, which is your faith? So I say to you before I close today, rejoice in all things, folks. Rejoice. Every day you wake up and you take a breath every morning, that's the moment you rejoice. No matter what's going on, you do not let the enemy steal your joy and protect your peace of mind at any God means necessary. And folks, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. Jesus Christ, our real life example of what it means to press forward towards heaven. And at the end of the day, when the final curtain calls, has knocked on your door, will you be prepared to answer God's call? Will you be living in the Spirit? Will you have a loving spirit? Will the angels in heaven find you reaching towards the mark of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus? So many questions today, I know. But if you don't have the answers, how do you know when God is calling you? Don't let the curtains close to your final breath on this earth and you don't answer the call. Now that's a lot to think about. Folks, I have had a wonderful day sharing the Word of God with you today. Don't forget to tune in next week. Same time, right here, 1:30 p.m. on KBRIGHT, 1240 a.m. If you missed some parts of this message, feel free to go to my website any time of the day or night, www.faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Select messages. It's a bunch of messages there for you to just read and download free of charge. Pass them out to your friends, family, associates, folks. Help me spread the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. As always, remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, he left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.